I'll go ahead and read it. Isaiah 64, I'll read verses 4 through 9. For since the world began, no ear has heard and no eye has seen a God like you, who works for those who wait for him. You welcome those who gladly do good, who follow godly ways. But you have been very angry with us, for we are not godly. We are constant sinners. How can people like us be saved? We are all infected and impure with sin. When we display our righteous deeds, they are nothing but filthy rags. Like autumn leaves, we wither and fall, and our sins sweep us away like the wind. Yet no one calls in your name or pleads with you for mercy. Therefore, you have turned away from us and turned us over to our sins. And yet, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are the potter. We all are formed by your hand. Don't be so angry with us, O God. Please don't remember our sins forever. Look at us, we pray, and see that we are all your people. I just love this prayer. Isaiah has he knows about the coming Christ to a degree, but he doesn't totally understand like we do. He doesn't have the total revelation, and so he asks a very good question: how can people like us be saved? How many of us, when we really come and be honest with God, say, Lord, how can a guy like me be saved? You know, and we like to remind God of all our prayers. And you remember that, Lord? You know, have I asked forgiveness for this or for that? We all are at that point, you know, at times in our lives when we question, you know, what on earth is God doing with me that he should be concerned about me? Verse 4 is priceless. No eye has seen a God like you who works for those who wait for him. And in that way, we're all kind of waiting on Christ to come back. Not that we're not doing anything, because we continue doing his work, the work he's put before us. We've already talked about the disciplines, those things in our lives that we can do to stay on his path and to remain in him and to be disciples. But we're all waiting for Christ to come back. That much is true. And he works on our behalf. I'll close with, we are the clay, you are the potter. And that's, again, the clay doesn't own itself. The clay has no call on how it's going to be shaped. Paul talks about this, I think, in Romans. I think that's in Romans 11. And we're formed by his hand. Our body's not our own. So this kind of brings us full circle. This thing from Isaiah, written so long ago, is so relevant to our discussion today. Isaiah got it. Isaiah was a great instrument of God. For him to write all that he did, that was being led by the Spirit, just like we are led today. And I want to close with Colossians 3:10 and open it up for any kind of closing points or tips anyone has, and we'll close that out today. Pastor Jeff, if you want to pray for us, close it out and pray, that would be great. Colossians 3, verse 10, put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like him. We've already read this as part of a bigger passage, but I think it's key to summarize that our life should all be about knowing our Creator and becoming like him. That's why we're here on earth, so that we can do God's will. That's pleasing to the Father. Any comments, anything to share?